Present.
DeSaunier?
Here.
Harmon? Hollingsworth? Kehoe?
Here.
Oropeza?
Here.
Pavley?
Here, sorry.
Semitian? Wolk?
I'm going to present this one bill that's, and I'm going to ask Senator Ashburn to chair the committee.
Thank you, Mr.
He'll be with you shortly.
Point of order.
Shortly? Is it short jokes again?
Oh, no. Who said that?
Is it, got anything to do with a seat?
Senator Lowenthal, welcome. Senate Bill 728. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And members also. Thank you also. Senate Bill 728 allows cities, counties, and air districts to develop a mechanism locally to ensure that employers comply with the state's parking cash out law. So it's already existing law. Current law requires each employer with 50 or more employees that provides a parking subsidy to an employee to provide a cash allowance or equivalent subsidy to that employee if he or she does not use the parking space. This requirement was established in 1992 by Assemblymember Katz, but there's now general consensus that few employers comply with the program. The ARB is authorized to enforce the requirement, but to date it has not issued a single citation to any employer. For some cities, for example, the city of Los Angeles, have an interest in ensuring compliance, but do not believe they have the authority to enforce what is state law. To remedy this, SB 728 simply gives local jurisdictions the authority to develop a compliance mechanism. It does not require them to enforce the program or require them to set up anything. It only gives them the flexibility to do so if they so choose. According to a 2002 Ledge Analyst report, as well as a more recent report by the RAND Corporation, the parking cash out program is inexpensive to administer and offers numerous benefits, including easing traffic congestion, improving air quality, reducing greenhouse gas emissions, promoting social equity, and supporting investments in other travel modes. By allowing for the development of alternative compliance mechanisms, this bill provides a modest tool to help local entities combat traffic congestion, improve air quality within their jurisdiction. I ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Lowenthal. We'll now ask for witnesses in support of the measure.
Tom Adelsman of the Bay Area Air Quality Management District. We support this bill. We support it for the air quality benefits in addition to the other benefits for congestion, greenhouse gases.
Thank you. Other witnesses in support? Witnesses in opposition? Seeing none, comments of the committee. We have a motion. Please call the roll.
Lowenthal.
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Have. Ashburn.
No.
Ashburn, no. DeSaunier.
Aye.
Sonia, aye. Harmon. Hollingsworth. Kehoe.
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Oropeza.
Aye.
Oropeza, aye. Pavley.
Aye.
Pavley, aye. Semitian. Wolk.
Aye.
Wolk, aye. 6-1.
We'll place that bill on call for the absent members. That is the only, and we'll just hold the roll open for those. I'll keep the committee open for five more minutes.
Just for the chair. He's hiding.
It's here. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We don't.
See you upstairs. Thank you.
The secretary open the roll for the absent members.
Huff?
No.
Huff, no. Harmon? Hollingsworth? Semidion?
The bill has 6 votes, ayes. That bill has sufficient votes for passage. That bill is out. This committee is adjourned.